views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio on this sunny, sunny day in Seattle. Boy, you know, we really had a run of this sunshine over the past, oh gosh, what do I want to say, like 6 weeks or so. It's really been an unusual summer, I think, for those of us in Seattle. And I do have to admit that I was enjoying last week when it was cooler, and even Wednesday, I think it was Wednesday, when we had the rain. You know, those of us who live in Seattle kind of get antsy when we haven't had rain for a while. But I am happy to see the blue sky, and I think that there is, I mean, we all know there's a physical component of the sunshine lifting our spirits, but I think there's an emotional component there, too. So on our show today, we're going to be talking about Simran Singh's book, Your Journey to Enlightenment. And a couple of weeks ago, she was a guest on Dr. Pat's show, and it just so happened that I was driving in the car and heard part of her interview. And, you know, what I heard, I mean, I only heard maybe 15 minutes, although I did go back and listen to the rest of it later. But what I heard that made me want to go back and listen really resonated for me, and I also bought her book. And so I'm really getting so much out of both that interview and what I've been reading so far in the book that I want to share with you some of my own learnings, and hopefully some of what's resonated for me will resonate for you too. But first, let's do our healing meditation as we do every week, and we are going to send love and healing to anyone or anything that you feel needs it in the world. So it can be a personal situation for you, it can be something physical within you or within another person, or it can be looking at a global situation and wanting to send love and healing. So let's begin by just taking a deep breath in and release that. One more deep breath in and release. And thank you for doing your part to help heal our world. So during this show, I am going to be taking calls for on-air coaching, or if you just want to have a comment or a question about what I'm talking about, would love to get your call for that too. And you can call in now at 888-930-2819. And remember that every caller gets a free 30-minute coaching session with me. And again, the number is 800-930-2819. And I just want to give a few little rules about those 30-minute coaching sessions. So anyone who calls to speak to me on the air is going to receive one. And if we run out of time and I can't take your call, you'll still get the free session. So give your name, phone number, and email address to Benny when you call. And you do have to have an email address in order to receive the free session. And those who've won a session in the past 6 months aren't eligible. And if you don't stay on the line, then you're also not eligible. But I would love to get your calls. I'm going to do the light bulb moment, and then I'd love to start taking calls after that. Again, 800-930-2819. So I mentioned at the top of the show that what we're going to be talking about today is some learnings that I've gotten from reading, and I'm not done yet, but what I've read so far in Simran Singh's book, Your Journey to Enlightenment. And I got directed to or called to read that book by hearing Simran on Dr. Pat's show 2 weeks ago. And so as we're talking about this, if you find what she has to say interesting and you want to listen to that show, it was August 5th, and you can just go to the drpatshow.com and search for Simran Singh, or you can look for archives from August 5th is when the show was. And so, you know, I was driving in the car, and I always turn on the radio to KKNW when I'm driving in the car, and frequently it's Dr. Pat or some other host from Transformation Talk Radio. And this time it happened to be Dr. Pat talking with Simran Singh. And one of the things that she said many things that resonated for me, but the thing that kind of started getting my attention and really going, oh, I like what she's saying here, or I'm getting what she's saying here, is that she said that she talked about how she learned what being in the present moment really means. And that's what the light bulb moment is going to be about today, is what is being in the present moment? What does that really mean? Because it's really become something over the last, you know, 10 plus years that you hear a lot about people practicing being in the present. Eckhart Tolle has written about it. Lots of people have written about it. But the take that Simran had on it was slightly different, and it was very meaningful to me. And so she talked about when she kind of started consciously being on her journey, that she began practicing being in the present moment by, you know, doing whatever came to her mind at that time. And it could have been a mundane household task. It could have been anything. It was whatever came to her consciousness or came to her mind at that time. And over time of doing this practice, she started to realize that she was what she calls still under the hypnosis of our societal norm of having to achieve or of setting goals. So everything that she was doing that her mind, you know, was focused on was about achievement or about achieving, yeah, I guess that's still achievement, right? About achieving a goal of some sort. And this focus of having to achieve, I mean, it's really endemic in our culture. Our culture is one where achievement is valued. So doing is valued, being not valued so much, although we're working on changing that. And having to achieve, the reason we feel like we have to achieve is because we think that we're not enough. So isn't that like the difference between being and doing? Being says, I'm enough just because I'm here. Doing says, I have to do something in order to be enough. And so what Simran came to understand was that being in the moment, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, so I hope if she hears this that I'm not, you know, misrepresenting what she meant. But here's what I got from it. She says that she came to understand that being in the moment is really about following your heart's desire. So not your mind, not what your mind thinks you should be doing right now, but by following what your heart wants and choosing what serves yourself. And she talks about this a lot in the book too, which I am really liking, that, you know, it's kind of, there's this cliche that we have to love ourselves before we can love others. And it's true, but it's also a cliche. We hear it all the time. She talks about serving ourselves, being in service to ourselves. And that's just a different way of looking at it that really connects more for me, and maybe it does for you as well. And so she started, once she had this understanding, she started living life by just seeing what shows up in front of her. And that she doesn't need to know why. She doesn't need to know why that's showing up. She doesn't need to know why her heart wants something or what the end result is going to be. And, you know, this all resonated with me in the journey I've been on for the past couple of years, because I often don't know what I'm supposed to be doing or where I'm going, and it's really uncomfortable. Yet I resist going back to doing the things that society tells me I'm supposed to be doing. So this idea of just doing or being what your heart is saying to you in the moment, I've started doing that even before I heard her show, and that's why that resonated for me. It was like validating for me, because I feel, you know, over the last few years, I have felt lost a lot of the time, and it's been challenging learning to accept that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And there are no external measures of my success. It's all internal. Nothing out here has anything to do with my success. And so hearing what she said about her own learning helped to validate that I'm on the right path in that regard. And I'm in a place of learning more and more to let go of the logic of things, of figuring it out, of having a plan, of having to know why, and learning to trust that what's showing up is on purpose, and how I feel about it is my guide, not logic. And, you know, not surprisingly, it's right on track with an astrology reading I had a couple months ago. I did a progressed chart reading, which I understand is about where you are on your spiritual path. And the astrologer said that I'm moving away from using my mind and into using my intuition to make choices. You know, and I've always used my intuition, but I always also felt that I had to justify or validate what my intuition told me through logic, through understanding. And I'm learning that that isn't true. I don't have to understand why I'm supposed to do something. I just have to trust that I am. And there's more to share about this idea because it's big and it's a lot. But I want to take this first piece into the light bulb moment for you before we talk more about it. So for you, following your heart instead of your mind. Whenever you have a choice to make, and, you know, we make hundreds of choices every day about things like what route to take to work or what to eat for lunch, how to spend our free time. You know, those are just a few examples. But whenever you have a choice to make, notice what your process is for choosing. Do you logically work through the consequences or expectations of one path over another? Do you choose based on getting a certain result? Do you take into account what others would like you to do? Do you notice which way you're being pulled, even though you may not have a logical reason for why? Or do you, like most of us, make the majority of your choices unconsciously? So my challenge for you is to become conscious of how you're making choices, because awareness is always the first step. Notice what your tendencies are. Are there certain choices that you make using your mind and others that you make using your heart? Certainly we need both, because there are things that we have to do. You know, there are things that have to be done in life, like doing the laundry or doing the dishes. And I can tell you right now that my heart has no desire to do the dishes. But aside from some of those mundane but necessary aspects of life, how much are you following your heart? So begin by noticing. Then decide if you're happy with the way you make choices. And if you're not, start shifting into a more heart-centered or intuitive process. And you can do this by whenever a choice comes up, and it can be one of those small daily ones or something bigger, notice what your very first reaction to it is. How do you feel? And that's frequently your intuition. Notice what you feel drawn to and what you feel reluctant to do, and notice what excites you and what you dread. And don't worry about why you feel the way you do. Just notice. And that's a hard one for me, not worrying about why. And I know for me, one of the ways that it shows up for me, my noticing, is procrastination. If I don't really want something, I procrastinate because I don't want it. or I try talking myself into something as being good for me, I don't really want it. That's not my heart talking. And you can use a tool like muscle testing at first if you're not sure about trusting the messages you're getting. So that's using a pendulum, or there are other ways you can do muscle testing. And then start making your choices based on how you feel and see what happens. It's going to be uncomfortable at first, and at times it's going to be scary, but look for the evidence that your choices are truly right for you, and you'll get more and more comfortable. So it's time for us to take a break. It's actually beyond time for us to take a break. That was a long light bulb moment. But when we come back, we are going to take calls. So if you'd like to receive some on-air coaching, or you just have questions or comments about what we've been talking about so far, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And remember that everyone who calls in to speak to me on the air gets a free 30-minute coaching session. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on September 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about the concepts or principles in Simran Singh's book, Your Path to Enlightenment. And I got connected to that through hearing her interview with Dr. Pat a couple weeks ago on the Dr. Pat Show. So check it out if any of this that we're talking about is interesting to you. And we also have open lines. If you're interested in getting some on-air coaching, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And just a reminder that everyone who calls in to speak to me on the air gets a free 30-minute coaching session with me. And if you're interested, if you're wondering what kind of coaching that would be, a lot of my focus is really around using life purpose to help us resolve issues that are going on in our lives. Because once we understand what our own life purpose is and what it is that we're here to bring, it really can shine the light on where we're not living that and how that's creating problems in our life. So a lot of how I work with that is on helping people discover their ideal career, but it also is relevant in all of our relationships as well. And so anyway, so yeah, if you'd like some on-air coaching about any problem going on in your life, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And, you know, I said as I was doing the light bulb moment that I had lots more to say about that topic or about the things or the things that I'm learning or are resonating for me from Simran Singh. And so kind of carrying on this idea of making our choices based on what our heart or our intuition or our higher self, whatever we want to call it, what it's telling us versus what our mind is telling us. One of the other things that Simran talked about on Dr. Pat's show was this concept of the essence of divine confidence. And this plays right into this idea of choosing from the heart. Because when we're choosing from the heart, we're choosing our actions or our activities like a child would. And children naturally expect their parents will take care of them, you know, children in the majority of households. If you're in a severely dysfunctional one, that may not be true. But in general, children expect their parents will take care of them so they can play without fear. And as adults, this is what we can expect from the universe. We can look at the universe as our parent who's going to provide everything and keep us safe. And so we can go out and play without having to worry about it. And when we choose to play based on what feels fun and exciting to us, knowing that we're taken care of, we create an ever-increasing expectancy, meaning that we expect that all that shows up is for our benefit. And this is that essence of divine confidence, what Simran calls the essence of divine confidence, knowing that we're always taken care of. And so when you think about choosing activities or making choices in your life based on following your heart, think about how children choose what they play with. They choose based on what they want to do, right? They don't choose it based on, oh, my mom wants me to do this, or, oh, my friend wants me to do this. And, you know, that's something we try and teach them is sharing, right? But given left to their own devices, children choose to do what they want to do. And when they're drawn to an activity, they jump right into it without fear and with excitement. And that is really part of how we can judge what path we should be following, what choices we should be making, is are we excited about it? And any fear, that comes from the mind. That does not come from the heart, because in our heart we know that we're taken care of. And children will stay with whatever activity they're doing for as long as they want to. They stay with it for as long as it's fun, and then they leave it. They don't keep doing it when it's not fun anymore. And that's the next point that I want to talk about, is that really it's okay to not stick with it. You know, this is something that working with people over the last 5 years, helping them discover what they really want to do for a career, one of the things that comes up over and over again is, number one, well, not number one at the top, but the first thing I want to say that comes up over and over again is people say things like, well, you know, this master's degree that I got is, you know, that will have been a total waste if I choose to do something different. Or all this experience I have in this field will be a total waste if I choose to do something different. And so they get hung up in this idea of the value of something being in the past, when the reality is that that value carries forward even if you never do that activity again. And I would say that if you continue doing something just for those reasons, just because it would be a waste of your education if you didn't do it, obviously you're not honoring your heart. That's coming from your mind. It is not coming from your heart. And, you know, we also have this idea that we have to finish what we start. So if you start a program, let's say a higher education program, and you get in the midst of it and discover you don't like it, or discover for whatever reason that it's not really for you, we have this idea that we still have to finish it. And this is part of the achievement mentality that we have in the world. But, you know, a child wouldn't do that. A child would go, oh, this isn't fun anymore. I'm not going to do it anymore. And so noticing in your own life how you are getting yourself stuck with thinking that you have to stick with something. You know, we have another saying in life that is, you made your bed, now lie in it. So, again, the messages we keep getting are that you made choices and now you're stuck. You can't choose something else. And that's just not true. Another good example is that we keep working on relationships long after they serve us, they no longer serve us, or they no longer serve the other party. Because if they no longer serve us, they no longer serve the other party. And that's not to say that, you know, if we're having issues in our relationship, we should immediately throw in the towel. But it is to say that many of us stay way too long because we feel like it'll be a failure if we leave. And that's all of what I'm trying to say with this idea of when it's no longer fun, don't stay anymore, whether it's a relationship or a career or, you know, whatever the choice is that it's not a failure to not do it anymore. It's just another choice. And this has showed up for me in the practitioners that I choose to work with, as well as the spiritual practice that I'm drawn to. They will be fun and exciting for me for a while, and then not anymore. And I've learned that that really is a sign that, okay, that served its purpose. I got something from it, and now it's time to do something different. So that's what I want to say about it's okay to not have to stick with it. Learn to listen to your heart when something's done, when something's complete for you, and be able to move on. All right, well, we are coming up on another break, and I know we have callers in the queue that we will take after the break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about some of the lessons that I've learned from both listening to Simran Singh's interview with Dr. Pat and also from beginning to read her book. And now we're going to go to the phones. Benny, we have a caller.
We do. We'll take Anna calling in from Indianola. Anna, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I am well. So Indianola, is that over on the peninsula?
Yes, it's right across. It's just south of Kingston, which is across from Edmonds.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I'm proud that I knew that.
Yeah. Best kept secret.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I love the peninsula. It's so nice over there. So before we start, I always like to ask callers, what's one thing you're grateful for?
Well, grateful today for just all the new people that I've been meeting and combining with the old people that I've known, just people in my life.
Yay! That's a great one. That's a great one. What can we help with?
Okay, well, here's my deal. I'm a caregiver, but I've been working on, you know, I've always worked in the area of healing arts, and I've always enjoyed that with all the people that I work with. But I've been really, really delving into the hypnosis. I became a hypnotherapist, and I really love the whole idea of it. And I'm fascinated by it. I'm constantly reading stuff about it, and I want to help people with it. Although I'm a little bit conflicted because people don't see me in that way, you know, like a hypnotherapist, you know, like, who do you think you are? You're little Anna. You're not, you know, I think people see me as being kind of fun and sort of, I don't know, not serious, you know, so I get the feeling that people probably wouldn't take me very seriously in this whole area, even though I am serious about it. Yeah.
So the first thing that I would say to you is that you have to take yourself seriously, that you have to believe that this is really something that you're supposed to be putting out there, that you have value by doing that, right?
Yes. And I believe I could be taking it from at a different angle than a lot of people, you know, not the authoritarian angle, but more the permissive side of things, and go in that direction to where it's a little bit more fun and free rather than this is what you're doing now.
Right.
So I really love that angle too. So I want people to see that there's a different side of it, but I just kind of get the feeling that they all kind of look at me with, like, I just grew a horn out of my head when I tell them that I'm doing hypnotherapy.
So, so for a lot of us, our challenge really is, for us to be able to show up as we really are and still be as we really are, regardless of other people's reactions.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, so my question for you would be, let's say that you do decide to pursue this, and people do look at you like you just grew a horn out of your head. So,
yes.
So then what? What impact does that have on you?
It makes me feel like... they wouldn't choose me, they probably wouldn't choose hypnosis in the first place, but
right.
That maybe Anna's going off in on some deep end somewhere, and that's okay with me if they don't really go for all that stuff, but I want people to value I want them to see me in a different light, I guess. And
so,
I don't know how to
first of all, it takes the courage to show up differently in order.
Yeah.
Because people have a certain perception of you for a reason. That's how you've been showing up, right?
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so...
Yeah, kind of happy. Just fun. I try to keep things lighthearted and that sort of thing. But hypnosis is something that you do have to focus on and be serious about it. It's not just something that you take lightly.
Right. So so it starts with you having the courage to really show up as you are right now today, and live through people being confused or disapproving or, any of those things, right? And and trusting that the people that are meant to get it and the people that are meant to embrace you for it, those people are going to show up. And it won't be everybody.
Sure. Yeah.
And it means nothing about who you are as a person. It means something about who they are, not who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I would like to encourage people in that area, you don't realize it, but they don't realize it, but they are being hypnotized daily. And they just don't realize that this is the thoughts that they're putting in their head or that's getting on the news all the time. That's in their mind. That's what they're being hypnotized by, So why don't you make it be something good?
Right. And all you can do is offer that. And it's up to them to either accept it, take it in, and embrace it or not. And, I'll tell you, as a psychotherapist, one of the things that we were taught in school is that you should never be working harder than your client is. And what that means is that I might be able to see so easily how you, if you just did X, Y, and Z, how much happier you would be. But until you're ready to actually do it, I can't do anything about that, right? I can give you the tools, but you have to actually use the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's not everybody's ready when we think they should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. And a lot of people do think it's a magic bullet or something, but it takes a lot of work for change. And yeah, but it is helpful.
It is. I totally agree.
It's good to start on doing your own self-hypnosis. So, yeah.
Right. Exactly. So I would just encourage you to just have the courage to be who you are, to share what's going on for you, and let people accept it if they're ready and reject it if they're not.
And be okay with it.
Right, because it's not about you. It has nothing to do with you as a person or the value of what you bring. It has to do with where they're at in their life.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Does that make sense?
Yes, and it's helpful.
Good.
We always want to internalize everything.
Yes, it's like, you know, what's the cliche, you know, the non-smoker, the people who have recently quit smoking are the most, you know, adamant about non-smoking.
Against smoking.
They had to be ready before they could stop smoking, right? Nobody can make someone else be ready. And so we can offer the tools, we can offer our own experiences, and it's really up to the other person when they're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they never are.
Hmm? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for your call, Anna. I appreciate
it.
And enjoy your beautiful day over in Indianola.
I will.
All right. Thanks so much. All right. Bye-bye. So, you know, that was really a great call, because it is something that we all need to remind ourselves of, that we, you know, what resonates for me and how I want to show up in the world isn't necessarily what is going to be true for someone else. And it doesn't mean anything about me that it's not true for someone else. And that is sometimes really hard, because it does feel like a judgment of us, or it can feel like a judgment of who I am if you aren't the same, or if you don't understand the value that I get from something. And so that's a really great reminder that in the world in general, it's never about us. It's always about the other person. In one sense, it's always about us, because it's about our own perceptions. And by the same token, it's never about us, because it's about the other person's perceptions and how they perceive us, which isn't who we are. So thanks, Anna, for that call, so that we could remind everyone that that is the case. All right, we're going to take another quick break here. And when we come back, there's actually, you know, from that call is kind of similar to something else I wanted to share from Simran Singh's book, which I'll talk about when we come back. So I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we've been talking about some, I don't even know if I want to call them learnings, because these are all things I already knew, but reminders that I've gotten that started from hearing Simran Singh on Dr. Pat's show on August 5th. So if you want to listen to that show, I highly recommend it. So on the Dr. Pat show, Simran Singh, August 5th. And then that led me to get her book, where I'm getting more stuff that's really resonating for me and kind of taking me to a different level of understanding and practice of certain things. And one of the other things that has come up through that I want to talk about, and it's kind of related to the conversation that I had with Anna, the caller right before the break, is one of the things that she talks about, and she talks about this both on the show and in her book, is that there is no hierarchy within the human race, meaning that no one is better than anyone else, whether you're on a spiritual path or don't identify as being on a spiritual path. We're all divine. And on the show, she said that she's not a teacher or a guru, that she is just here as an example. And I have felt like that a lot as well, that yes, I have things that I've learned in my life that you may or may not benefit from, because it's all about timing, what resonates for you, what fits for you. And I don't have all the answers for you any more than you have all the answers for me. And in the book, Simran talks about not following gurus or teachers, meaning, you know, not putting them on a pedestal, because we all have everything within us already. And a quote from the book is that belief in the need for a teacher or guru is only an affirmation of incompleteness. Let me say that again. Belief in the need for a teacher or guru is only an affirmation of incompleteness. So what she's saying there is that if we think we need to look outside of ourselves for the answers, then we're saying we are not complete already. And she doesn't believe that, and I also don't believe that. But the thought may come to your mind, as it did to mine, well, how do we learn if we don't use teachers? I mean, I learn stuff from other people all the time, Simran being one of them. And the answer isn't that we shouldn't have teachers or learn from others, but we shouldn't put these people on a pedestal or think that they're better than us in any way. And
just because they have a certain way of doing things that works for them doesn't mean that it's right for me or for you. And so you should trust your instincts about what you feel drawn to. And just a message that keeps coming up for me recently about trusting myself above others. And I talked about this on a show, I think maybe back in January or February, but I'll talk about that in a minute. But recently, the way that this message has come up for me recently is that both the energy healer I work with and my body talk practitioner have mentioned that I look outside myself a lot for guidance and that I don't trust myself. And I realize that there's a fine line between using tools from others that help me access my own wisdom and depending upon others to give me information that I already have. So back in January, you might remember that I consulted a well-known psychic, and then I didn't like what he told me, and I also knew that some of it wasn't true. Some of the things he said I knew were not true, and yet I still got stuck with what he told me being, quote-unquote, the truth, and I really had to work through getting his opinion out of my head and owning my own thoughts and ideas and knowingness about what's true for me. And so that's, we can really get hung up sometimes if we think that someone else knows more than we do, or that often translates to knows better than we do. And as a practitioner myself, I've always said that clients already know the answers, and sometimes the access to that information is blocked, which is where I come in. I help you unblock access to information that you already know. And I just need to remember this for myself. And I think part of it is that when we get into a place where we're feeling uncomfortable or scared, or we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, we look outside of ourselves for someone to tell us it's going to be okay. And I know that's part of what I get sucked into. But we already have that information inside of ourselves that it is going to be okay. The universe is our parent who always takes care of us. So, you know, some clues that you might have put someone else up there on that pedestal are that any time that you find yourself, or I find myself, wondering if I'm doing it right, so there's some process or practice, so I wonder if I'm doing it right, then I know I'm following someone else's path and not my own. And whenever I feel like I should do a certain practice, and, you know, some things that haven't always resonated with me, or things like, and at other times they do, but if I feel like I should be doing something even when it's not resonating for me, and that could be like EFT or meditation or, you know, anything that people do that has a spiritual practice, then again, I know I'm following someone else's path and not my own, because if I feel like I should do it and I don't want to, it's not for me right now. And most of us who are teachers show up to teach what we need to learn. And this partially relates to the conversation with Anna, the caller. So if I'm teaching what I need to learn, it may not be what you need to learn. And so trust yourself. So if I'm saying stuff and it's just blah, 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 wah, 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 when you're out the other, okay, what I'm putting out there is not resonating for you, and that's okay. It's okay. Pay attention to that. And lastly, you can avoid that trap of, you know, following a teacher or following a guru is if you kind of flip it around and you consider your teacher to be your helper, that they work for you. They're not up there as God, right? They work for you. They're giving you something in exchange for, I don't know, money or, well, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, if I go to a practitioner, I pay them money. So they are in service to me. And if I can remember that, then you don't get that disparity in value or worth, or get a hierarchy of someone being higher than the other. And so the way to me that what we've just talked about with this relates to Anna's struggle, or Anna's fears about not really being accepted when she starts putting out there what she's learning and the value that it has, is that from the teacher perspective, so Anna viewing herself as a teacher in that regard, we always have to remember that even though what we're talking about or what we're sharing or what we really, really feel has been of value to us in our lives, even though that's true for us, it may not be true for someone else. And so, you know, we're both sides of that coin. We're both teachers and students. And so, yes, by all means, if something is helpful for you, share it with the world. But remember that the people that you're sharing it with, it may not be their thing, and that's okay. And by the same token, just because someone you admire gives you information, if it doesn't hit for you, then go, oh, thank you very much, and not for me. So on that note, we are going to wrap things up for the day, and I hope that there's been at least, you know, some nuggets that you can take away today as, you know, something to think about, or maybe that did kind of, you know, get in there and go, yeah, that really is something that I want to look into more. So I want to thank Anna for her bravery of being the caller today, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. As always, had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on September 16th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at Andrew Tweet Geo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.